It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. It's a great pleasure to be with you in a very difficult news cycle. War in the Middle East. Israel and Hamas. We'll spend a fair amount of time talking about that today. The news, as usual, is a wee bit sketchy, but the Israeli commandos have entered Gaza City. The bombing, Israeli Air Force bombing, has been quite substantial. It's very hard to figure out. Israel has warned the residents of Gaza to evacuate. They're trying to open up some lanes to Egypt. I don't know, honestly. I mean, looking at news reports, I don't know if that is the case. I don't know if Americans can get out of Gaza to move to Egypt. The Israeli Defense Forces have warned them. That's certainly a lot more than the thugs and cutthroats that Hamas gave warning to a week ago. But we'll see. We'll try to clarify that. General Jack Keane will be here at the half hour. We will have a good long conversation with him about this story. By the way, you can reach us, you know, listen to us, the TV show. I'll set up here, TV show, Fox Business, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. every day. If you can't get us at 4, you can DVR us. Call your favorite 9-year-old. She'll show you how to set up a DVR. The show is replayed at 7 o'clock. We've been covering war all week. We will continue to cover it this coming week, as we must. Here, you can live stream us on the Internet, on the radio show. You can live stream us on the Internet, LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com. Hear us all across the country, around the world, throughout the solar system and the Milky Way. So, of course, the barbaric Hamas attack. That's the big news. I have so many things to say about this, I probably won't get it all in, but one thing I want to say is people have to have some confidence in the Israeli Defense Forces. You know, we've had, over the past week, a number of experts, special operations, former Navy SEALs, people working with the Israeli Defense Forces. They're a lot better than some of these anchors, hosts, and guests who go through these hand-wringing exercises. Oh my gosh, what if, what if, what if? This is not their first rodeo. Now, this may be a larger rodeo, but they have been through this before. They know how to track down hostages. They know how to use air power coordinated with ground power. They know how to go house to house, door to door, if they have to. They've done this before. I mean, actually, the reports are that one of the Hamas leaders who led the attack of last Saturday has already been killed. And I will bet you that the IDF has identified plenty more of the Hamas leaders. So this is a moment where we have to give them our undying support. This is about freedom and democracy and the very existence of Israel, our great ally, the only democracy in the Middle East. And, of course, people should bear in mind, you kind of lose this, don't you? Hamas, which is backed by Iran, tooth and nail. Iran is the banker, the financier. Iran is the planner and the plotter. And Hezbollah, they want to destroy Israel. They want to destroy the United States, for that matter, too. So let's not forget that. Let's not get hung up on the details. Leave the details to the IDF. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. I mean, I had some terrific guests on the Fox Business show, Kudlow, during the week, who talked about this. People that have trained with Israel, who have trained the IDF forces, the special ops and the IDF. They know what they're doing in the air and on the ground. Don't forget that. This may take longer because they're going to wipe out. The mission here is to wipe out all of Hamas. And by the way, Hamas is different than the Palestinians. Hamas will hide behind the Palestinians, so-called human shields, because they're basically terrorist cowards. But let's not lose sight and lose faith of what the Israeli Defense Forces can do and have done in the past. I think that's a very important point. I'm very disappointed in some of these anchors that seem to be getting cold feet and hand-wringing. And I know Biden gave a speech supporting Israel, but then again he put in the words of wherever appropriate. I don't trust him. He's partly to blame. He's more than partly to blame. They started plotting this. The Hamas started plotting this attack roughly 2 years ago, which not coincidentally was right after the catastrophic fleeing of Afghanistan by United States policymakers, ordering the troops to leave, leading the Bagram Air Base. And by the way, tens of billions of dollars worth of military equipment being used by Hamas, sold on the black market from the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. One mistake after another, playing footsie with Iran constantly. Let's not forget these massive mistakes. Joe Biden pledges whatever it takes to help Israel. We will see about that, okay? We will see about that. I have my doubts when the going gets tough after a couple of weeks. But, again, the reality is the Israeli Defense Forces will run this operation. They don't need Joe Biden. They need some arms and ammunition and replenishment of the Iron Dome from the Congress. I believe the Congress will give it to them. By the way, the Republicans are going to get a new speaker. It took them too long, I get that. But Jim Jordan, terrific conservative, longtime friend of mine, he's going to be the speaker. Insiders tell me he will get the votes. He got up to 155 votes in the second ballot yesterday. He needs about 55 more. He'll get them. He'll get them. I'm sorry about what happened to Steve Scalise, who's an awfully good man and another good conservative, but it is what it is. I wasn't in the room, obviously, but the fact is I think Jim Jordan will get it. The Republicans are pro-Israel. The Republicans in the House are more steadfast supporters of Israel than the Biden administration. Biden administration is too worried about playing footsie with Iran. Don't trust him as far as we could throw him. Anthony Blinken, terrible. Jake Sullivan, terrible. There's a whole scandal brewing. Iranian spy ring. Iranian cutouts in the State Department and the Defense Department. We'll get to that later on. Just an incredible Biden scandal. Bunch of Iranian cutouts running Iranian policy. We'll get to that too later in the show.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And then there's this whole issue of Iran. Hamas couldn't have done this without Iran. That's what the Hamas leader said. Gave interviews to Russian TV and the Associated Press. Janet Yellen, Wednesday, I think, or Thursday, says, we haven't relaxed the economic sanctions. Boy, that's a big fat lie. That is just a big fat lie. You want to hear some numbers? Here, we have refinanced Iran. The Biden administration. Let me be clear. All of a sudden, you wake up and look at these numbers. Iran was barely producing any oil at all 3 years ago when Donald Trump left. Maybe 400,000 barrels a day. They're up to 3.5 to 4 million barrels a day selling to China from about $6 billion worth of oil export sales to China in 2020. At the end of last year, they were $30 billion. That number's probably close to $45, $50 billion right now. How'd that happen? Relaxation of the sanction. That's how that happened. Foreign exchange reserves. Iran was broke. $4 billion worth of Forex. Now, all of a sudden, they're up to $70 billion worth of foreign exchange. Revenues from oil sales, practically nothing 3 years ago. Now it's at least $50-60 billion and maybe as much as $100 billion. Everybody's talking about the $6 billion of so-called humanitarian aid released by South Korea to a bank in Qatar. Yeah, well, they shouldn't get that money either, but the fact is that's small beer compared to the oil revenues. How'd they get the oil revenues? Well, the sanctions were relaxed. That's how they got them. Those sanctions, which were mandated in congressional legislation, both primary and secondary sanctions, Iran, Venezuela, North Korea, and Russia. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. You stop shipping vessels, impound shipping vessels, deny airplane overflight rights, close Iranian banks with any access to the West, stop Iranian operations with European businesses, treat Iranian officials like pariahs, sink Iranian naval boats that threaten international shipping, cripple the economy, stop its oil flows, end its financing, then you'll help Israel by dealing a death blow to the Hamas supply line, which is Iran. The Hamas financing, which is Iran. Why have we stopped doing that? Trump did it. Trump had maximum sanctions. I had the former Treasury Secretary, my good friend Steven Mnuchin, was on the show last night, talked about it. He was instrumental in that. He and I worked together on that with the National Security Council, etc., etc. It worked. We didn't hear from Iran, did we? Now they've been refinanced. Now they're back in business. The Wall Street Journal editorial page called Iran, get this, Hamas's ventriloquist. Oh, I love that line. That's a terrific line. How in the world did this happen? Well, because these Biden people think they can make a nuclear deal with Iran. And they got a bunch of Iran cutouts in the State and Defense Department negotiating for them. And, of course, because of their terrible left-wing, radical Green New Deal policies, they're desperate for oil production to keep gasoline prices down. So they don't mind another 4 million barrels a day from Iran, do they? One thing ties to another, one mistake after another. Most remarkable thing I've ever seen. And then, of course, you see this incredible wave of anti-Semitism spreading throughout the elite colleges and universities around the U.S. We had Professor Alan Dershowitz on the TV show and others talking about this mess. These crazy young students do not understand how the world works. And it's interesting, too, they want to defend Palestine. You know, Hamas is different than Palestine. Hamas is different than Palestine. We need to try to clarify that. Whether there's a two-state or a one-state solution with Palestine, Hamas is a bunch of terrorists. And I admit, they took everybody by surprise last weekend. Tragic. Absolute tragic. Thousands of people died. Children getting their heads cut off. Grannies pulled out of bed, murdered. Families killed. People going to peace concerts getting killed. Most barbaric thing anybody's ever seen. But I'll just say, as we piece this together this morning, talk some more about this, do not underestimate the strength of Israel, the resolve of Israel, the strength of the Israeli Defense Forces, the resolve of the Israeli Defense Forces, the skills, the professionalism, the experience. The ground game is just beginning. Commandos on the ground. You've had special ops on the ground helping to point out, you know, they're called pointers. So the precision air bombing can continue. The bombing is very intense right now. And then the full-scale invasion will begin at some point in the days ahead. Do not underestimate Israel. This is war. This is war. And war is hell. But the fact is, Israel didn't want this. Israel didn't bring this. But Israel will fight this for their survival. And by the way, for the survival of the heart and soul of the United States of America, too. And pretty soon, in the next year or so, we will replace these dummies running the government in Washington and clean out the swamp. I'm Cuddle.